Okay, so you finally decided to start feeling really good about yourself. Well, let me tell you exactly where you need to start.
Welcome to Slice Your Age, the show where we help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. Now, here's your host and personal coach, Dr. David Matto.
Hey, it's Dr. Dave. Welcome to episode number 69. I've got Yoko here with me.
Hey.
What's going on? We absolutely thank you so much for being a listener, being a fan. We have got a great show for you today. Before we get into it, Yoko, we are getting ready. Well, it's not just yet, but we're getting ready to do a really cool run in San Francisco in May, May 17th, Sunday, May 17th. We invite all of our listeners there to come hang with us, join us in this incredible Bay 2 Breakers 12K. That is, if you're not good with the metric system, that is approximately 7.4 miles, but it's a run and a walk across San Francisco, and it is the craziest day you'll ever spend. And we invite you to be with us, hang with us, run, walk with us. We want you there. Well, maybe we'll even have a little Slice Your Age meetup.
Yep. It's so cool because they're going to start from the bay and then the end to the ocean.
Last year we recorded, we actually carried a portable digital recorder and recorded an episode of Slice Your Age. I don't know if we're going to do that again this year, but that was kind of a blast. We kind of gave like a play-by-play description of what was going on. That was fun. So if you're interested, just send us an email. Send us an email over to sliceyourage@gmail.com. And by the way, make sure you're hanging with us either on sliceyourage.com or our Facebook page, which is, you can hang with me at David Matto on Facebook, or our Slice Your Age page on Facebook. But any way you do it, make sure you hang with us during the week in between episodes. We want to hear from you. We want to help you. We just want to connect and stay connected with you. So thanks so much for being a listener. And also, Yoko, after this episode, we are going to be on our way to Colorado. We're going to be doing probably the next five episodes from the beautiful Rocky Mountains in Colorado. So you'll hear a little bit more from us there, and I'm sure we'll have some great stuff. But today, I promised you we're going to help you get back into kind of the best shape ever. Because, Yoko, I got a question on Facebook. It was a really good question. I'm going to read it now, and we're going to help. It came from a listener, David Levine, and we're going to help him. His question is, he's beginning to roll back almost 50 years of bad eating, alcohol, caffeine, and almost no aerobic exercise. So he wants to know what the first step. He's saying the first step should be easy, impactful, and able to see results quickly. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking caffeine may be the first step. This is what he's saying. Caffeine may be the first step. Then maybe the sugar, carb stuff most of us overdo. He said he's type 2 diabetic, but not overweight. So Yoko, in today's episode, we are going to help David Levine get back from 50 years of not treating his body maybe the way it should have been treated. We're going to help him get back into hopefully the best shape of his life. And if you're listening to this and maybe you're not quite, maybe you don't have 50 years of abuse of your body behind you, but maybe you've got a few, maybe you're not really sure exactly where to start. Maybe you really want to get back into the best shape ever, really start feeling great about yourself. Well, if you follow these steps we're going to be helping you with today, I am convinced, I am positive we're going to get you back into great shape. We're going to go fast. We're not going to harp on anyone. We're just going to go. And if you make sure you take notes or go back and listen. And by the way, we always have the show notes posted within 24 hours of an episode coming out on sliceyourage.com. Show notes, detailed show notes of every single thing we talk about, any resources we may talk about. So be sure to check it out, sliceyourage.com. So Yoko, what do you think the first step is? The most important step and the first step into when you're deciding to get back into shape, what would you say it is?
What would you say?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think the most important step is. It's not a diet. It's not exercise. It is simply deciding that you're ready to make a change. It's really the most crucial step, because until you decide, until you say, I'm going to change my life, I don't care what I've done up until this point, I don't care if I've messed my body up, abused my body, didn't exercise, ate horribly, I am ready to change. And if you're ready to change, you've got to make that decision. And not only make that decision, but I'd say write it down somewhere. Write it down on a piece of paper. Today is the day I'm going to change my life. Put it on your refrigerator. Something like that. Some type of mantra, some type of something you're going to be able to see every single day. Now, I'll tell you what else I like. I love vision boards. You know, Yoko, I've got a vision board in the other room.
Yeah.
I got some artwork. I just went online and Googled, like, what did I Google? Maybe somebody with good abs or just a bunch of things like that. And I printed them out and put them on my vision board. And every time I pass that, I see somebody that's got really well-defined abs. I've got some financial goals on the vision board. I've got my weight, my ideal weight on the vision board. And I'll tell you something. Damn if this does not work. I'm not sure how. It's some type of probably some type of quantum physics or something that changes your brain or your mindset. But I'm telling you something. If you visualize yourself a certain way, put it on a vision board, visualize yourself, see it every single day, it's going to work. So just put some things down on a vision board, how you want to see yourself, what you want your weight to be. Maybe if it's financial, how much money you want in your investments or some getting out of debt, something like that. Put it on a vision board. I'm telling you something. It works. It's the most crucial first step. David, I hope you're listening to this. You asked a great question and we're going to get you through this and we're going to really make sure you change and get those 50 years behind you and start off on the right track now.
Yeah, and then decide. You know, everybody can decide and then everybody can think, oh, I want to change it. But maybe the most difficult step is do it.
Doing it. That's right. That's we're going to make sure that you, if you want to do it, you're going to do it. I mean, have an affirmation. Here's an affirmation that I actually had in my book that I published, Impress the World with Your Body in 7 Days. It was about 7 years ago we published this book. My affirmation in that book was, and I recommended that everybody type this out, copy it, whatever you want to do, put it on your refrigerator, put it on a vision board. But the affirmation is, I have decided I will change my life. In a short time, I will be thinner, stronger, healthier, younger looking, and more attractive. I am ready to start. God, print that out. Print something like that out and put it in a place where you can see it every single day. It's the crucial step to get started. Let's get on to number two because we're going to breeze through these because we got 10 steps. 10 steps. We're going to go really fast, Yoko.
Okay.
Step number two is, David asked, like, what's the first step? Should he eliminate alcohol, caffeine? What did he say? He's saying caffeine might be the first thing. Here's what we recommend. First step, eliminate all desserts and soft drinks. Mm. So it's a baby step. But if you eliminate all desserts, that doesn't mean like really healthy fruit, but anything else, pies, cakes, cookies, puddings, anything like that, get rid of them. And all soft drinks. I don't care if it's a diet. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a ginger ale that you might think doesn't have a lot of sugar. No more soft drinks. No more desserts. That's step two. You can do it. I know you can do it. Just by doing that baby step, you will definitely see some changes take place. There's no question in my mind.
So you said dessert means no fruit?
No. I said fruit is okay. Healthy portion of fruit is okay. But other than fruit, no dessert, meaning cakes, pies, cookies, mm-hmm. You name it, you know, candy. Jello, candy, all that junk. Just get rid of it. It's pure junk. Getting rid of that is going to totally change you. No question about it. Step three. Now that we got rid of desserts, first of all, you decide you're going to make this change. You got rid of desserts. We're going to start moving our body. What are we going to do? We're going to run a marathon? No. We're going to run a half marathon? We're going to do a triathlon? No. We're just going to start moving our body. We're going to do anything. I recommend walking. It's the best exercise. If you're going to do one thing, if you've only got somebody points a gun to your head and says you can only do one exercise for the rest of your life, you can't do anything else, I would choose walking. It's fantastic. Now, try to start off a little bit, do a little bit at a time, but try to step up to what we call the magic four. If you can do 4 miles every day or close to every day, it doesn't have to be every single day. We're not going to be totally that strict about it. But if you can get up to 4 miles and just walk 4 miles at a pretty good pace, you'll see some tremendous change. It's going to be, it's almost like a miracle what happens to your body when you start getting out there and just walking on a regular basis. Again, you don't have to be a marathon runner. You don't have to do extreme sports. Don't worry about signing up for triathlon. That's craziness. Get out there and just walk. Number four. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, we already eliminated some stuff, but we're going to start cutting down on our eating portions. We're not going to fill up large plates. We're not going to go back for seconds. We're going to be very careful about what we eat. I use the analogy, not really an analogy, but it's kind of a tip. When you're eating, use a smaller size plate. Now, here's, I'm gonna like a salad type plate. I'm going to go back for a second because since Yoko and I went vegan, I've got to tell you something. There's some pluses to, there's a lot of pluses to being vegan and plant-based and no processed foods, no sugar, oil, salt. We call that the SOS, no processed foods. There's some tremendous advantages to being vegan and plant-based. And the advantages are we really don't have to worry about our portion sizes anymore. Now, in the old days when we were eating animal products and maybe some processed junk, you really have to be concerned about portion size because if you eat too much of that stuff, you're going to get fat. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're eating plant-based, Yoko, I don't know about you. I don't really, I go back for seconds and maybe thirds and eat a lot. And I stay at the same, I'm kind of equilibrated right now. I stay at the same weight. So hint, hint. I mean, if you want to take it to the really great level, the best level, again, we're doing baby steps. So that might be a little bit too much to ask right now to change everything you're doing. But keep that in the back of your mind. Just keep it in the back of your mind when you go plant-based. You start just looking better, feeling better. You lose, but you get to your ideal weight. And we've done it. We're like living proof. We've been doing this. By the way, when we're in San Francisco in May, from May 17th for the Beta Breakers, that's going to be our 1 year anniversary of being vegan, Yoko. So maybe we have like a vegan-versary as well when we're there. But it really does work. But at the very least, cut down on your portion size in a big, big way. Baby step number five. Step number five, let's start doing some strength building. Now, the strength building exercise does not mean you've got to join a gym. We've talked about this before. Gym memberships are expensive. You have to get in your car and drive, and sometimes it's bad weather, and you know, by the time you commute and get over there, sometimes it just doesn't get done. Here's what we do. Yoko and I both work out at home, and this is other than the aerobic exercise, but some of my favorite exercises: push-ups. All you need is a floor. Crunches. All you need is a floor. You get up there and do like sit-ups or crunches. I've got a couple little assorted dumbbells around the house, and we do some curls and some shoulder presses and chest presses, things like that. Basically, the bottom. One of my favorites is the. I say this a lot, but it is absolutely one of my favorites. It's a game changer. The pull-up bar. The pull-up bar that I got for $15 at the Walgreens. Put it in the door jam. And I'm telling you something. Is that right? I don't know if it's called a door jam, but in the door, the doorway.
The
frame of the door, whatever you want to call it, whatever it's called. Pull-ups are fantastic. They work out your back, your arms, your core. You need a good core to do pull-ups. They're just a phenomenal exercise. And again, I try to do them every single day. You don't have to get to the gym. You don't, Yoko. You've talked about your Sonicare exercise. You do mm-hmm. squats. You do lunges.
Yes.
These are things you don't need the gym for.
No. Did you say plank too?
I didn't say planks, but why don't you talk about planks for a second? Plank is great exercise for the core. Well, basically, okay, I'll do it. It's hard to explain plank. I think if she could get down on the floor and this were video, she could explain it very well. But since it's audio, maybe it's a little more difficult. So get down on the floor. Think of yourself kind of like almost like in a push-up position. And you can have your elbows resting on the floor as well. And just in that position, in that plank position, you time yourself and maybe start off just for 30 seconds. It's great for your core. Yoko, how long do you do your planks for every single night? You do a minute?
Yes.
And you've noticed a difference in your core, in your abs, your core.
Yeah. And then like if I'm not too sleepy, I do side too.
Side planks. Great. So you're exercising like different parts of your abdominal muscles. Good stuff. Mm-hmm. Really good stuff. So I hope this is helping you so far. You see, these are baby steps. These are baby steps. You don't have to move on to the next one quickly. When you have the previous one or ones mastered, then you move on to the next one. You do not have to do all of these on day one. I should have said that at the beginning. You just do one. When you feel really comfortable with that, you move on to the next one. So baby step number six is let's start shopping smarter for our food. The typical food store you walk into, the grocery store, I've got to tell you, most of the stuff is junk. I mean, I love the produce. I love the fruits and the vegetables and the nuts and things like that. But when you get past that, we're looking at a lot of processed junk. We're looking at a lot of cheese and soft drinks and just stuff that we don't need. I'm going to recommend you at least familiarize yourself with a really good natural food store in your area. In most areas, most areas, there's either a small independently owned natural food store. We've got things like Mom's. It's not a large chain. We've got some other smaller natural food store that have great organic produce, some just really good products there. And there's some larger stores like Wegmans, especially here on the East Coast, a large store, and they actually devote a good percentage of that store to a really good natural section where they have organics, they have natural foods, gluten-free, things like that. So make sure we're shopping at a really healthy food store. And again, like I said, just cut out the processed junk. You're likely, unless you're really, really strict at this point, luckily you're buying some processed foods. So we look at processed foods. If you really can't visualize yourself making this food in the kitchen or growing it, then it's most likely processed. Just be very, very careful. Some of the things you think are healthy are probably processed, including oils. I grew up thinking that olive oil was very healthy, but I'll tell you, Yoko, when we had Sharon McCrae and Chef AJ on the show a couple months ago, they actually gave us evidence and proof that oils, olive oil, whatever kind of oil you might be cooking with or using, they're not healthy. They're just processed foods. Get them from the natural sources. Get them from the nuts, the seeds, the avocados. It's much, much healthier. Mm-hmm. I don't have it in front of me. I believe a tablespoon of olive oil is 120 calories. I think that's the stat. And that's right. A lot of calories for one little tablespoon.
No nutrition, right?
No nutrition is just going to make you fat.
Right.
It's just junk.
And I recognize, since I listened to the episode, in my mind, like, how can I cook without oil?
Right.
But like, I asked Sharon, and then she said, just, you know, steam it, and even saute, just add some vegetable broth, or just little add water, and it works.
Like, works great.
Yeah, I can saute or in something the vegetables without oil, and then it's good. So it means, like, you know, we are eating same nutrition, but without, you know, extra calories, which is great.
Yeah, I'll tell you, and I believe in everything we're talking about, but Yoko, if anybody that's listening to this, if they would just cut out the oils and processed foods, they are going to notice a tremendous difference right there just by doing that.
Also, like, if you know, you want to be David.
Mm-hmm. David, the one that wrote the question, David,
right.
Levine, yes.
He said he's not overweight.
He said he's not overweight, yes.
Right, but he has a
type 2 diabetes.
Right, so it means I guess he's taking a lot of carb, don't you think? Carbohydrate.
It's almost hard to believe that he's not overweight if he hasn't exercised and been eating the wrong food for over 50 years. But he says he's not overweight. I have to take him at his word. And also the fact that he has type 2 diabetes. So it's almost hard to envision somebody like that that's not overweight. But
we don't know. But if you really want to see the result quickly, we hardly eat like a bread.
Right. Exactly.
Since vegan can eat bread too, but like I stopped eating bread because I used to put the butter on it, but I don't want to put
God,
the butter.
That's a no-no.
Butter
Ooh.
Is, you know
right.
oily, you know, fat.
Well, it's from an animal too, so yeah. We're not eating that.
So I don't eat bread. So then, you know, I eat rice sometimes during the daytime, but not at the dinner time. So that it's very, very easy to keep our weight, or like we lost weight, some weight, but like since then, even though we eat a lot, which is vegetable and nuts or, you know, tofu or whatever, but we don't gain weight.
It's kind of like we, at the very beginning when we became vegan, I lost some weight initially, then maybe a little bit came back on, then we lost. But now it's gotten to the point where I've lost weight, definitely. My net weight is definitely less than when we started. It's a good, I'd say, it's got to be a good 5 pounds less.
Me too.
But it's same with you. So now we've both equalized, which means that we're at the point now where we're eating, only putting healthy foods into our bodies. And no matter how much we eat, we just don't gain, because I think that's really the way nature intended it to be. Mm. Put healthy foods into your body, no junk, nothing processed. And your weight, you just don't gain weight. It just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going to gain weight eating broccoli. It's not going to happen, basically.
No.
That was one example. You know, there are some things. If you eat a ton of nuts every day, then yeah, that nuts do have some, you know, that's going to cause you to gain weight possibly. But I still think I eat a lot of nuts and I do not gain any weight.
No. And then maybe it's a side of topic, but since we are eating vegetable a lot, I think it's kind of taking vitamins supplement every day. But I don't take vitamin right. supplement. But
well, we take B12.
Right.
B12 and some omega-3s.
Right. But I don't get sick.
Right. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. Because, you know, it's the middle of the winter right now. Almost everybody that, Yoko, I don't know about right. you, almost everybody that I've come in contact with, I met right. somebody for lunch today. He said, oh, don't get near me. I've got a cold. Yeah. I've met so many people that have had flus, colds, mm-hmm. illnesses, coughs. Now,
me too.
I'm not going to say to anybody that's plant-based that you're immune from ever getting sick. That's not going to happen. Right. We are going to get sick. Right. But I think there's no question in my mind, I think we're less susceptible because we've got more antioxidants. We're eating more vitamins and healthy stuff that's actually fighting right. these germs and whatever they may be, bacteria, viruses they're always entering our body. We're living in a world that, let's face it, there's natural viruses and bacteria floating around and all kind of stuff. So, but we're able to fight it off better so it doesn't attack us and make us ill. I believe that's what it is. Mm. And I think that actually goes as well for the major diseases. I mean, okay, we're not getting sick. We're not getting colds or coughs or flus, but also I'm hoping as far as heart disease, diabetes, cancer, our bodies are fighting that stuff off as well. So I'm hoping we don't, get anything like that. Again, there's no guarantee. We're all human. And let's face it, we can't guarantee anything, but let's stack the odds in our favor. I like doing that. And I'm having mm-hmm. fun doing it because I feel great, by the way. And Yoko, by the way, one more thing before we move on to the next one.
Okay.
Something we started doing a little more recently is juicing every morning.
Yes.
Juicing every single morning. Now, that's not a substitute for our breakfast. We still have oatmeal. Sometimes we make scrambled tofu scrambled. But every single morning, Yoko and I are juicing. A typical what we juice is, I'll just give you an example. Love collard greens, celery, carrots, any type of greens, whether it's spinach, chard, ginger. Beets, love putting beets in there. Notice how it's all, I'm putting all vegetables. Then when I pour mine, I juice a little bit more for Yoko and we're putting like an apple in because you like it a little bit sweeter. So you like the fruit. I'm trying to do all veggies. You like a little bit of fruit. So, but it works. It tastes so good. And I think we're getting tons of nutrition. A lot of, just a lot of good healthy stuff, Yoko. That's, I think, keeping us well, knock on wood.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven is, and Yoko and I, we might have a slight disagreement, but not a tremendous disagreement on this one. It's cutting down on the alcohol. Mm-hmm. I think no matter what. Now, Yoko, we said this before, but you'll drink a little bit of alcohol, not much at all, but like some wine, some yeah. sake, and you really enjoy that. But I want to make sure I emphasize, not you don't drink a lot at all. I drink, I'd say, almost zero.
Right.
Almost zero. The exception I'll make is if you, let's say you were having dinner and you've got a really nice bottle of sake, you say it's really special, it tastes delicious. I might take a little sip. I might take a tiny bit. But mm-hmm. other than that, I'm like practically zero alcohol. You're a little bit. But so you, as far as if you're listening to this, I would recommend less as opposed to more. It's a lot of calories.
Right.
I don't care what the studies say that drinking wine every day is going to make you healthier. I don't buy it. I don't care what they say. I don't think there's anything healthy about it. If you love it, if it's really an important part of your life, then drink a tiny, tiny bit. Don't do it every day, but a tiny bit. But I think if you cut out the alcohol, it's going to make a tremendous, you'll see a tremendous difference as well as far as the way you feel, your weight, just so many things.
Yeah. One of my friends, she said like she at least drinks like two bottles of beer.
Every day?
Yeah, every night.
Every night, two bottles of beer?
But she wanted to lose weight, so she did exercise a lot. She, ate less. But just cutting off the beer
mm-hmm.
every day, and just like once a week or twice a week, she had the beer. So then like she, her weight drops tremendously. So
yeah,
even
yeah,
like in
sure.
exercise and eating less didn't work a lot. Like having the two bottles of beers every night was causing her body.
That's what I've been saying. Now we're getting kind of the end of football season. Super Bowl's coming up. I mean, I know a lot of people that are listening, Yoko, are going to be drinking beer, drinking a lot of alcohol. I'm not in favor of it. I'm really not. And then while we're speaking of football and Super Bowl and sporting events, I'll tell you something. I'm also not a fan of just hanging around watching sports on TV, going to games. I personally would much rather be moving my body My good friend Sarah Stanley, who she's a guest on the show a couple months ago as well. She just did a great video on as far as like how many hours the average person ends up watching sporting events and what they could be doing instead. Mm-hmm. You might want to check around on Facebook, Sarah Stanley. Her website is actually Sarah Stanley Inspired. She's got some great stuff, but we really have the same philosophy. I think we're a nation of people that are just out of shape, and a lot of it has to do with TV and sports. Mm-hmm. And look, if you want to watch a football game, get on a treadmill and stay on the treadmill while you're watching the game. I'm just not a fan of sitting on the sofa all day long watching sports. I just don't do it. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's go to number eight. Yoko, number eight is, okay, this is where we separate the men from the boys, or the boys from the men, or the women from the women from the ladies, or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter what you call it, but we're going to get you to enter some type of a challenging event. We just mentioned at the beginning of the show, we mentioned the Beta Breakers that's going to be in San Francisco. It's a great event. It's 12K. That's 7.4 miles. It's a walk. It's a run. Whatever you want to do. People are in costumes. Some people are naked. You won't find me naked, though. So do not come out to San Francisco thinking you're going to find Dr. Dave naked running in the streets. I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit too shy, but there will be a few people, but most people are just in costumes or just in regular running attire or whatever. It is such a great event. Maybe that could be your goal. Maybe you could say, look, in May, I'm going to be able to complete a 12K. But whatever it is, it doesn't really matter if it's a 5K. Entering an event kind of forces you to train for that event and complete it. And Yoko and I found that to be true. We do several events during the year. We always do that Beta Breakers, which, again, we hope you'll come out there and hang with us. We'd love to meet you out there. But, you know, we do a couple marathons a year. You don't have to do that because that's pretty extreme. But pick a 5K, pick a 5 mile, or pick a 10K, something that will challenge you to a little bit more than what you've been used to doing. Enter that event, complete it, or try to complete it, and you'll see a big change. Mm-hmm. No question.
Yep.
Baby step number nine. David, I hope you're getting all this, because we're changing your body. We're changing your life. And not only David, who asked the question, but you. You're listening. If you're still with us, you're interested. Let's face it, you're interested in making yourself better. So we're up to number nine now. It's all about yoga, stretching, and meditation. Yoko and I have been doing yoga and stretching for a long time now. We've had Sandy, our yoga instructor and very good friend, on the show many times. She's great. We have a little class here in our home. It is every Monday evening. We just had it a couple nights ago. It's been incredible. The yoga, the stretching, the flexibility is just, it really is a game changer. And a little more recently, we've incorporated daily meditation into our lives. And I'll tell you something else. And we've talked about it on the show. Again, I'm not going to go into great detail, but if you want to know more about meditation, check out sliceyourage.com. We've got some shows on that. We've got some blogs that are written on that. It's daily meditation, I'm telling you, is something that will absolutely change your life. You don't have to do it for an hour a day. You can do it for 5, 6, 7 minutes a day. I prefer, I like to do it around 20 minutes a day. And I'll tell you something, if you don't have 20 minutes to take the time to make your body and life and mind and brain, meditation is kind of like exercising your brain. If you don't have 20 minutes a day to take care of yourself, God help you. You got to find it. Please. It's a game changer. It really is. Go ahead, Yoko.
But I have many friends. They are busy moms.
Uh-huh. Good.
So I just, told them even like a few times of deep breathing, just try. Because like sometimes, okay, like 20 minutes, even, we should take care of our body. But, somebody who has like a lot of kids or like they don't have time. But just try to do it. Just remember, few times of deep breathing takes what, 15 seconds?
Yeah.
Everybody has 15 seconds.
I really hope.
But just, I think important is just
like being aware.
Yeah.
Being mindful.
Right.
When you get in your car and you put your hands on the steering wheel, be mindful of exactly what you're doing. It's funny. Sometimes we get into a car and we're home, and then we end up somewhere, and we don't even know what took place in between. We're driving for 15 or 20 minutes, and you can't even remember exactly what took place in between because you're not paying attention. You're just, maybe your mind is wandering. Be mindful of every single thing you do. Feel your hands on the steering wheel. Feel the car moving down the street. Feel your feet on the floor or on the gas pedal or whatever you may be doing as you're walking. Notice the wind. the sound of the wind. Notice the leaves blowing. Notice if there's a little snow or rain or whatever it may be. Notice everything. That's called being mindful. And I'm telling you something, it is a total game changer. It really, it's very, very important.
And also you can notice what's going on in your body too. So that, you know, you can be honest with like, oh, I feel so tired, but I gotta do this, this, this. But like maybe if you feel tired, like you have to listen to your body and then maybe take a rest or go to sleep earlier than usual. Or like, you know, maybe not drinking a lot of alcohol or maybe eating better food. You know, if as long as you are be aware of it,
mm-hmm.
I think you can take care of yourself.
That's a great point. When you start becoming mindful, it's not only the things around you, but it's your actual body itself. That's a really, really good point. It really does work. True, true. Number 10, Yoko, number 10 is we're going to – now remember, again, these do not have – we do not suggest doing these all on day one. We told you what we want you to do on day one. And day one is just decide that you're ready to change and come up with your mantra, your affirmation, your vision board, whatever it is. But and as you're comfortable with that, then you move on to step two. So don't overload yourself. Don't do all these on day one. It's not going to be possible. It's not going to work. But as you do the previous one, as you feel very comfortable with, then move on to the next one. And number 10 is to incorporate some cross training into your life. We've talked about running already. We've talked about walking, actually. We touched on running a little bit. We talked about walking being like the number one, the best exercise. And then some things you do around the house as far as some weights or some crunches or push-ups or lunges or, you know, planks, whatever we talked about. But now the cross training comes in. There's many different things you can do. One, something I like that's really, really great and it still is goes along with walking, put a heavy backpack on. Load up a really good high quality backpack where your hips are giving you the support, not your neck or your shoulders, your back, but your hips. And load it up. Maybe try 10 pounds at first and maybe crank it up to 20 or even more. And then go out for your walk or walk up and down some steps with that on. You're going to start to notice a tremendous difference when you do that. Yoko and I love to cross train depending on the season. We've done climbing. We are ready to go do a lot of skiing in Colorado. We were in Hawaii. We did stand up paddleboard. Speaking of having to have a good core to get that balance standing up on a paddleboard in the ocean, mm-hmm. you need a pretty strong core to do that. So my point is there are many different things. A lot of people like the kayak, bike ride. I'm going to get back on the unicycle, Yoko, as soon as the weather improves. I want to master the unicycle. That's this year. I should write that down as a goal because I am going to do it. But the point is, there's so many cool things you can do. Get out and cross train. Do more than one thing. Because when you tend to do more than one thing, you're going to exercise and work out all the parts of your body, not just the same thing every single day.
Yeah, I agree.
Those are 10. Oh, go ahead.
Okay,
Yoko, go ahead. Sure.
I have question.
Is a question for me?
Well, but I'm kind of like a re-saying.
Uh-huh.
He was asking, what about caffeine, right? He said like maybe yep. first things I should do is caffeine.
You know, you're right. We didn't touch on caffeine. You're right. So let's go back then. That's a really good point because that really wasn't in one of the baby steps. But I'm going to tell you, great point. Let's go back to baby step number two. It's to eliminate all desserts and soft drinks.
Right.
Number four is to cut down your eating portion. Somewhere around baby step two, three, or four, when you're kind of in the beginning, Yoko, and I'm glad you brought that up, cut out the caffeine. Caffeine is not good. It's a drug. It's a stimulant. It does your body no good. It does your body harm, actually. So let's get rid of, don't go to the Starbucks. If you're going to go to the Starbucks, just get some chamomile tea, get some herbal tea. But let's stay away from the Starbucks. Let's stay away from chocolate. Of course, when you eliminate the dessert, you're staying away from chocolate anyway. But anything that has caffeine in it, get rid of. It's not doing your body any good. It's definitely harming you. So thanks for that, Yoko. Thanks for bringing that one up. David, I really hope this helped. We dedicated an entire episode to your question. And you know why? It's not only because you asked a question. It's a great question. How do I get back into shape after I've kind of not really paid attention to my body for the past 50 years. But if you're asking this, David, I know for sure there are so many other people out there that are thinking the same thing, wondering, it gets complicated, it gets overwhelming. Here is how you do it. Just take baby steps, one step at a time, and you will definitely get there. There's no question about it. Yoko, go ahead. You want to say something? By the way, we have our two of our beautiful cats in the studio here. Yoko is kind of playing with Phil. There's Ackley right next to right next to Phil, and we just give them so much love, and they give us love back. So that's another baby step for another time, maybe. Go ahead.
And what I wanted to say was, like, we have only one body, each person. So if you don't take care of it, who is going to take care of it? If you already know, you know, I'm not taking care of my body, 50 years, I wasn't good. You know, if you already know about it, why don't you do it? Like, you know, 50 years later, are you going to do it? No, now.
I was thinking about that the other day. I'm so glad you said that, because a lot of people say, well, it's too late. You know, I'm already blank years old. I can't do this. And it goes with anything. Let's say somebody wants to learn how to play guitar. Well, I'm 40 years old. It's too late. Well, you know something? If you don't do it now, you'll look back 10 years from now, 10, 20 years from now, and say, you know something? If I would have started then, I would have been doing it for 10 years already or 20 years already. So there's never a better time to start than right now. So great advice. Yoko, you've got something else you brought into the studio other than your water. What is that little... It's a recent addition to the household. You bought it. What is it? It's
ukulele.
It's a ukulele, which you got. And you're learning. You're in your early 40s now, Yoko, and you're learning a new instrument. And you just got it, and you're starting to teach yourself. And I'd say you're doing pretty darn well with it.
But all I know is only three chords.
Let's hear the three chords.
F, C, and maybe B flat.
Guess what? It's a start. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, but three chord can play like, you know, happy birthday song or like many, many, many songs. So I'm still just trying.
You know, it's kind of like we talked about baby steps to get to where you want to be as far as your body and your health. And it's all about just taking a little bit at a time. And Yoko is taking baby steps to play ukulele. She knows three chords now, and she can play happy birthday to you. So if it's your birthday, maybe one day we will sing, play happy birthday to you. But until then, thank you so much for listening. I think this has been a fun episode. I appreciate and want to thank David Levine for asking the question that we spent this entire episode. We had a few other things we were going to talk about. We just took the whole episode to do this, and I'm glad we did. It's great. I hope you learned something from it. And guess what? That puts another episode in the books. I'm Dr. Dave, and
Yoko.
We will see you next time. Thanks so much for being with us on Slice Your Age. You are not alone. We're with you. Take it easy.
Thank you for listening to Slice Your Age. You are no longer alone on this journey.
Slice Your Age.